Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I'm your co-host, Andrew.
And I'm your co-host, Alex. This is the podcast where we take all things wrestling throughout the week. We take the shows. We got Raw, Dynamite, SmackDown, and we have WrestleMania to talk about. It was just last week. We'll also cover Stand and Deliver. Yes. But, oh my gosh, do we have a lot to talk about this week. Oh my goodness, wrestling is fun.
Yep. But
before we talk about wrestling, how you been, man?
I've been all right. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Oh. WrestleMania, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Other than that, just been all right. Yeah, life's been going.
You know, watching the NFL draft.
Yes, yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Shedeur Sanders has fallen to day 3.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not at all. Not me neither. It's like the. There, I could go on by he deserved this, but that would be too much. The one piece of big news that we saw over the weekend is Lucha Wrestling AAA was bought by WWE. Yes. That is very big. They're basically, hey, you're part of us now. They have a partnership with TNA, AAA. NL, I don't know. I'm just saying a bunch of words.
I think they've had some wrestlers go to GCW, their big Bloodsport. Event. Yeah, Bloodsport.
They had Bloodsport. They had a lot go there. I was like, I thought it was going to be like a couple. No, so, and it was, let's see, Karrion Kross went, Natalya, Pete Dunne, Shayna Baszler. There was a lot there. It's like, oh, wow. And theirs is like, you know what Bloodsport is, right?
Yes, I know GCW, just their whole, that's their whole
shit. But you know what the thing for Bloodsport is, right? Like their whole, the gimmick?
Just that it's a lot of...
No, it's not blood. No, it's not bloody. Theirs is, it's more UFC style, and the only way to win is by knockout or submission. There's no pins. And it's basic, and a lot of them, you have to have some type of mixed martial art background. And
that
a lot of
them
do.
That makes sense with some of the wrestlers because they had Karrion Kross, they had Shayna Baszler.
They had Natalya, Pete Dunne, and they had some other people like, oh, you've done UFC before.
Yeah.
So, like, they have some type of mixed martial art background. But that did really well. But let's get just straight into WrestleMania weekend. Let's start off with Stand and Deliver. We had the pre-show, which was the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Elimination Match, which Gigi Dolin and Tatum Paxley win. I thought, like, hey, the other two were going to get shot, get called up. Whatever. We were wrong. Because we...
Yeah.
Whatever. Not much to say about that one. But we start with the NXT North American Championship match between Ricky Saints and Ethan Page. I don't think I got, like, the very end of it.
But, yeah, I was watching this off and on. I wasn't really paying the most attention to it, I'll be honest.
Yep.
But from what I read, that was a pretty good match.
When I heard, too, yeah. And Ricky Saints does defend, which I think we both predicted.
Yes.
Good for them. We move on to the NXT Tag Team Championship match between Hank and Tank and Fraxium. We both picked Fraxium because we didn't think they were going to drop it soon. Like, they're going to have this for a while. And surprisingly, the crowd was over for Hank and Tank.
Yes. I think they're
the underdogs. People really wanted to see them.
Yes. Yeah. And Hank and Tank, I was not familiar with your game. They are a phenomenal tag
team. They are very good. And, of course, they win.
Yes.
And I was like, uh-oh, what's Fraxium going to do? And I thought it was going to end bad when I saw Axiom kick his hand away. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, they're going for a hug. They're going for a hug. They're not going for a handshake. They're going for a hug.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Whew. And now we have the NXT Women's North American Championship ladder match. And I was wrong. You were right.
I think you picked
Sol Ruka.
Yes.
I'm not saying Sol Ruka doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
She 100% deserves it. I just went, like, give the Thea Hale. Come on. Let her get it. And, like, no, Sol Ruka deserved that. All the, what is it? Soul Snatcher?
Yeah, finishers? The Soul Snatcher.
off the ladder, and then the double soul snatcher she did.
Yeah, she did this in, like, the first NXT Women's World of America. She did the whole thing off the ladder and stuff. I mean, ever since she came in, that move was like, oh, wow, okay, here's a finisher.
Yep, it's a good finisher.
It is a phenomenal finisher.
We move on to Dark State versus the D'Angelo family, just a six-man tag team match with Dark State winning, but during the match, Stax turns on the family. Low blows
Tony
D'Angelo and gives Dark State the win. Now, what's going to happen? We'll see. Who was it? Oh, yeah, Luca Crucifino. I don't know what Luca did.
Yeah.
But I know, like, on NXT, Tony said, hey, yo, Rizzo, go into hiding. I'll take care of this.
So, yeah.
Because I'm the Don.
We'll see what happens going forward.
We have the Fatal 4-Way match between Stephanie Vaquer, Julia, Jada Parker, and Jordynne Grace for the NXT Women's Championship. And no surprise, Stephanie Vaquer wins.
Yeah.
I wasn't really surprised. Like, cool.
Yeah.
And especially with this next match either. We have Obafemi versus Javon Evans and Trick Williams for the NXT Championship, which Obafemi wins, obviously.
Yeah.
I was like, the only way he would have lost is if he didn't get pinned.
Absolutely.
If he got pinned, I would have been like, wow. Trick Williams would have to pin. If Javon Evans would have pinned Obafemi.
That would have been that's
hilarious.
That's shocking.
Because Obafemi's a big boy and Javon Evans is a... He's not.
Yeah. He's a high flyer. Yeah.
He is. But that was Standard and Deliver. I was like you. I was kind of watching it. Like, I paid attention every now and then. I'm like, okay, cool. But WrestleMania is the one I had my
later full that night.
We're undivided going attention.
Yeah, we have night one.
Night one. We start with Jey Uso versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship match.
Like, and I said, if he's not the main event, he's the opener.
It was a good match. I thought it was good. Some people were ripping on it. Like, I thought it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, there are criticisms just with Jey Uso.
He doesn't have a great moveset. It's very super kick, frog splash, spear.
Yes.
Bad spear, by the way. He doesn't have a great spear. His spear is not great.
I would agree. I agree with this argument that he's a lot better of a tag team wrestler.
He is a lot better of a tag team wrestler. But
I'd say that about Jimmy as well.
But he is also way over right now, Jay.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's no doubting that he is the most over. Oh, yes, probably the most over.
He star is one of in the wrestling. If not, yeah. But Jey Uso wins by making Gunther tap.
That shocked me.
I thought, like, okay, he's going for the pin, and then he looked at him like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, he's going to lose now. And then I saw Gunther tap. I'm like...
And it wasn't that long, too. It felt like it was, like, what, 5 seconds? Then Gunther's like, oh, yeah, I'm tapping now.
I was like...
I'm sorry, what?
My jaw dropped. It's like, they made Gunther tap?
That...
They made this man tap.
Huh? I was with you in that moment. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm great for Jay. Shook. I'm glad he's World Heavyweight Champion, and because he deserves it.
Yes. I
would have just gone with a pin. That would have not made him look as bad. But getting tapped to your own move?
Yeah. Yeah, to the...
It wasn't sleeper, like he put him like a Boston Crab or like something.
Yeah. No,
he did his choke. I was like, ooh. Okay, a lot to unpack there.
Yo, yeah.
Okay, but let's move on to probably the worst match of the weekend.
I would say
arguably the worst match.
Yeah, sure.
Viking Raiders. The War Raiders versus the New Day for the World Tag Team Championship. I mean, this could have been a match on Raw.
It could. The War Raiders still, in my opinion, they're just really fun to watch. They're
both great tag teams, and I feel bad for saying it, but, like, there was no story there. It was just a way to get the titles off of the War Raiders and onto the New Day, have them be heel champions, because they did win a little dirty, didn't they? It was one of those, like, oh, he pushed him off the top rope or something.
I'm trying to remember the match.
Well, let me see.
Possibly?
Da-da-da-da. It doesn't say how it ended, but...
Yeah,
I think it ended a little screwy. But it wouldn't surprise me anyway. But... Cool. New Day are champions now. I still don't like that Kofi doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah, I know. It gets me every single time. It's like,
Kofi, either shave the beard or grow the mustache back. If you go clean shaven, you're fine. It's just that... Okay, now listen. He has a lot of space up there. And it makes his mouth look huge. That's what it is. It makes his face look really big, not having a mustache. Could be
part of that. Yeah.
It's just, like, really weird to look at. But, like, come on, bro. Just put the mustache back. I don't like it. It looks weird. But, whatever. After that, we have Jade Cargill versus Naomi and just a regular fight.
Yeah.
Now, Naomi had a... I'm glad she has a new theme. She needed a heel theme.
Yes.
Makes sense. Like, okay, yeah, you can't do the same theme. And then... Jade's entrance was a little corny. Guys, there's a storm coming.
I know, It was,
It's like, okay, I get it. Okay. Whatever. I know a lot of people were rooting for Naomi in this match. I think both me and you were rooting for Jade.
I think, we picked Jade.
I picked Jade. Because I think it made more sense for her to win the match. Because I think this is going to be a rivalry going a little bit longer. I don't think it ends here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
It could go to SummerSlam. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows how long this rivalry goes. But I know for a fact Bianca gets involved.
I mean...
It's going to happen. Like, this is no ifs, ands, or buts. Bianca is going to get dragged back into this. And they're both basically going to be like, you got to choose a side.
Either
you're
probably
with Jade or you're Naomi, and I think that's where she's gonna turn heel and side with Naomi. That's just me. But
yeah,
this is not where this feud ends. Excuse me. We have Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight for the United States Championship. Jacob Fatu had an okay entrance. The stupid wolf mask was like... That's so Vince-coded.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the whole werewolf thing. I mean...
At least he didn't come... At least he's not coming out to, like, who let the dogs out.
Yeah.
No, that probably... That might be for Brawl Breaker. That'd be, the Graham. But, like, he did... Of course, LA Knight comes out all flashy, like, oh, I'm in a Maserati. Look at me. I'm LA Knight.
The flashy.
I will say, I noticed for this weekend, not a lot of big entrances. Not a lot of special entrances. Because WrestleMania, people get a lot of special entrances. There wasn't a lot. Like, especially for night one. Like, LA Knight had, so far, LA Knight's had the most unique by coming in a car.
Yeah.
But... Man, that, what was it, the Avalanche BFT?
Yes.
Because he reversed it into an Avalanche BFT, right?
I know, yeah. I saw that, was like, is that a BFT that could be, I guess a BFT could be hit out of nowhere.
But, you know, Jacob Fosse's just like, no. And he does end up winning, which everybody was surprised. He's getting up there with being over.
Like, yeah.
But his trajectory... has been like, someone put two rockets to his back, and it's like, all right, have fun. It's like,
ever since he came in, yeah, I would argue. They're controlling it by only giving him the U.S. title and not...
Yeah, if they give him a world title, that'd be a little bit... Yes. But everyone was expecting him to get the world title, the U.S. title. It's like, oh, he's going after the U.S. title, right?
Yes.
Is he world championship material? And I think so. He's good at promos.
Yes.
He's an amazing wrestler. It's like, just give him a little bit, I think he can challenge for a world title. But... this is another argument for one of the worst matches. But I think it's argued because it had to be changed so quickly.
Yes.
El Grande Americano. Definitely not Chad Gable.
Uh-huh.
Why would it be Chad Gable? Versus Rey Fénix. Post me Rey Mysterio, but he got hurt on SmackDown the night before.
Yeah.
Whatever. El Grande Americano wins by the same way he's been winning. That little piece of metal he puts in his mask.
Yeah.
Headbutts. And that was a dumb way to end it. I hated that ending.
Yeah.
I was like, really? That's how you win this? All right. Cool. Whatever. Moving on. And now, literally moving on from that match, we have Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair for the Women's Championship. Tiffany Stratton had the best entrance on the night.
Yes, coming out in a
Barbie doll box.
The Barbie, yeah.
It's so her.
Yes. I mean, people said that automatically, probably when they saw her in NXT. Yeah. They're like, yeah, okay, when's the Barbie entrance coming?
Where's the Barbie entrance? Like, oh, there's the Barbie entrance. Now, this match, I know Spinny noticed. I don't know if you probably noticed, too. Something was off. And then I saw something on either Twitter or TikTok. Charlotte was definitely sandbagging that match. Back on it, and like she, because it looked like they were missing spots, and it's like, I think Charlotte's like sandbagging this, because like,
yeah,
I think she knew she was going. Since she knew she was losing that match, she's like, fine, I'm just not going to try that hard. And it's like, because you could tell, like, everyone was watching, like, this match, like, they don't seem in sync.
Yeah.
Like, I
guess you could kind of make the argument, my argument kind of was that it's just Charlotte's only there once or twice a year. And Tiffany has a lot more chemistry with, she's new to the business, newer to the business than a lot of the other wrestlers. And it's just, and she wrestles the other women a lot. She has a lot more chemistry with them. But then Charlotte shows up once or twice a year. Both could be part of it. One or the other, I don't know.
Remember, it's the, they get title shot, get injured, get a divorced, get face surgery. Like, circle. It doesn't have to be get face surgery. It can just be get plastic surgery, because...
Or some, yeah.
Girl, you've had so much plastic surgery.
I know. When they had that hype video for her at the Rumble.
And everyone was like, huh, what are you?
Yeah, I know.
What are you?
That was the most shocking one by far.
Yeah. But now we have the main event, which saved night one. This main event saved night one from being a bad night one. But Seth coming out in a trash bag. I mean, a black whatever. It looked like a trash bag. Tell me it did not look like he was in a giant trash bag.
I could see that, yeah.
That's the first thing I saw. Like, Seth, why are you in a trash bag? But he comes out with a flamethrower. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Then he changes into the all-white. Seth in all-white gear
is
really good.
Yeah.
When he wears all-white, you better know something's coming. And then Roman Reigns comes out. He has his normal just...
Yeah.
It's weird to see him come out with Paul Heyman.
His 30-minute walk to the ring.
I joked. Like, oh man, this match might not start till 10:30. Yeah. The match was almost... Because the last match ended at, like, before 10. I'm like, yeah, but knowing them interests, it's not going to be like till 10:30. Sure enough, it was almost 10:30 before this match starts. But he comes in, and then, oh my gosh, CM Punk... they do the little hype video and they play this Fire Burns.
Yes. That was like,
getting everybody in their feels. Yeah. And then, of course, he has In Living Color play his theme.
Yeah. Which was already a speculation. I'm not sure if you saw
online at all.
They were already going to be in Vegas doing a show.
So it was probably easy. Like, hey, so, you want to go before my entrance?
People saw that. I was like, it's very simple to assume that, In Living
Color. So, he comes out with Paul Heyman. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then they go on to have literally the best match of the night. Good. Like, they're going out into the crowd.
Unprotected.
They all protected headshot. We're like,
I saw Seth raise that. I was like, and he just
punk. Okay. That's what we're doing. Great match. Great. I know he's done it before, but when he reverses the spear into the pedigree.
Yeah.
That's such a good reversal.
It makes sense, too.
What was it? He did Superman punch, GTS, stomp right into where they're all laying down. Paul Heyman goes to grab the chair. You're like, who does he give it to? His tribal chief Roman Reigns, or his best friend CM Punk? He gives the chair to his best friend CM Punk, but he turns on Punk by giving him a low blow, yelling at him like, "You made me do this. He's my tribal chief."
Yeah.
Hands it to him like, he's like, "Don't hit him. Look, he's there.
Yeah.
Hit him," and then. Which I hate when people say they predicted it. Because, like, no, you didn't. Shut up. Paul Heyman turns on Roman. Lobo gives the chair to Seth. Seth wins, and they both walk out together. Meaning, Seth Rollins is. This is the official heel turn. Like, he's officially a heel.
Yes.
Like, there's no, like, speculation. Like, Seth Rollins is officially a heel, and he's a Paul Heyman guy.
Yes. I mean, let's be honest. We saw Seth's promos or whatever. He'd be like,
such good promos,
like,
by the way.
It feels like it's a little too obvious that Seth is going to somehow pull out something.
Yeah,
and win.
I'm glad he's a heel, though. I'm like,
absolutely.
Heel Seth is so good. I love heel Seth.
His promo. Absolutely. It's going to be top tier.
But. That was a great night one.
Yes.
That was a great night one finale. If I had to give night one a rating, 7 out of 10.
That's right.
The main event was like clearly like a 9, 9.5.
Yeah.
The rest of the show brings it down a lot. Now we have night two. And we open with Io Sky. Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley.
Oh, yes.
Rhea Ripley coming out with, like, she had, like, the face paint to make her look like she was emotionless and white.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair had her normal entrance. Didn't it show her hugging someone?
No, she had, I forget who it was, all the dancers and stuff, like, she had. I'm not sure he had a license, but definitely at 39.
Okay.
I remember she had, like, a bunch of dancers.
Yeah, come out probably the same dancers. But they're out there, too. And then, you know, Io Sky just comes out. And what a banger they start with. That was an amazing match. And again, what I predicted, they're too focused with each other.
Yeah.
Bianca's trying to pin. I forget what happens. Oh, yeah, that's right. Bianca whips Rhea. She gets her into a very sloppy KOD. That was like, that's... Because I don't think she got her upright, because you could see Rhea's legs weren't, like, completely, like, whatever. But Io does the over-the-moonsault all to Bianca. And then she gets on her, and she's just like...
Yeah. Ah.
And Io pulls it out. She gets the win like she was supposed to. All the people are saying, like, that's wrong. Like, no, Io deserves this win so much. Like, because she's been ignored. I think this is both a story of her, like, the storyline and, like, in real life, because she gets ignored a lot.
Because people always put, like, when you look at, like, just the modern women's era, I would agree.
Like, absolutely. The hardcore fans know how good she is, but it's like the casual fans are looking at her like, yeah, she's good, but, like, look at Rhea Ripley, because, I mean, Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair is, like, one of the best. So, like, look at them two and, like, oh, it's obviously has to be one of them. It's like, Io's right there, and she is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
I feel like it was overshadowed because up until... Or was she on the main roster at all before? Or was she only in NXT?
And she was not on the main roster before Judgment Day. Not Judgment Day. Damage Control. That was her call-up.
So, yeah. That could very well have been like... I mean, that could have been part of it.
She was always kind of there. She got the Money in the Bank, and she won that. And it was so kind of overshadowed a little bit by Bayley. But this has been like, I'm Io Sky, and I will show you how good a champion I can be.
Yeah. It absolutely...
Great I'm start. Loving this. Yeah. Night 2's already off to a bang.
Yeah.
Then we go to Drew McIntyre versus
Damian
Priest and a Sin City street fight. And it was a pretty darn good match.
Yeah, early in the match, he gets Priest. He hits him with the steel steps or whatever. And then, like, one of his friends is over there. He hands him a phone.
Oh, my Drew God. Goes and, there. And then we immediately go to Twitter. Yeah, and sure enough, bored at work again, LOL. No, still bored at work, still LOL. Still
bored at work, LOL.
And he has the picture, just...
Yeah. So...
he had to have Twitter already open for him. Like, it's already open for you, just take the picture and go. And he did that so quick.
It was a funny callback to last year. I loved it.
My gosh. But that was a good match. Who did we pick to win? Did we pick Drew? Or did we pick Damian? I can't remember who I picked for this.
I forget
but who Drew I does do. End up with a win. Good for him. I think Damian can eat this loss. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel like this is just retribution for last year.
It definitely is.
A year in the making. But yeah, I don't see anything wrong for him losing,
And then we have another banger of a match.
Oh, man.
The Intercontinental Championship match.
Banger.
Between Braun Breaker, Dominic Mysterio, Finn Balor, and Penta. Oh, my gosh. This was a good match.
Phenomenal.
Another banger of a match. And, like we predicted, Dominic Mysterio pins Finn Balor to win the Intercontinental Championship. And that crowd, I think Vegas is a heel crowd. Looking at it now, like, Vegas is definitely a heel crowd.
We'll get to other matches. It feels like, okay, Vegas has established itself as a heel crowd.
They have. Because, you see, they were over the moon for Dom winning. When Dom before has been, like, the most booed man, and everywhere he goes, they're booing him.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I like Dom now.
Yeah,
like, I agree. That's like, because the Judgment Day now is like, they're not really like that bad anymore. Like, people are like, okay, Judgment Day, come on. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
People are like, Judgment Day's grown on people.
Yes, I agree. Really absolutely.
Also, did you see the part where like someone's like, guys, they had to tell Dom to go back and celebrate? It's like, they're probably waiting, because like, he kept trying to go, but the camera's like, hold on. Hold on. Now you go. No, go celebrate back in the ring. He celebrates some more. Dude, he immediately grabs the title, and, like, he does not acknowledge Finn.
Yeah.
I think that shows a lot, though. He's like, whatever. But still. Next match, we have Randy Orton versus to be determined. People are like, no.
Open
like,
challenge.
Who is he going to face? Like, could it be a returning Malakai Black? Could it be a lot of people want to carry in Cross?
Yeah.
Could it be Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, but they have the TNA stuff, yeah.
But it's... You say his name and he appears.
Oh, man.
Say his name.
Joe Hendry gets his WrestleMania moment. When he's in TNA.
As a TNA champion. And he does... It's... We did the wave your hands. Yeah,
just the wave your hands.
Oh. And it was a short match. It was only 3 minutes.
That was the point of it.
He does the whole, like, oh.
Yeah, and the turns around, does like camera zooms in.
The big smile, just and just RKO immediately.
Yeah, I love that. It was the zoom in, and of course, Randy out of RKO nowhere.
Matches over. It's like, okay, yeah, that seems about right. And then, you know, RKOs him later.
Yeah. And then he does one of his own. He turns around, does his arm things, and it zooms in on him. It was beautiful.
It was great. And we move on to the next match. Logan Paul and AJ Styles. I think this was a very good match.
So do I. Absolutely.
I think it was actually really good. It's like, wow, they're really going after it. Now, we get near the end.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, we have one of Logan Paul. I think that's his manager, they said.
Or whoever. It's the guy who always is
involved. It's Logan Paul's buddy. He's bringing out the brass knuckles. He's about to give it to him. And then you just see a hand, an arm grab it. And you're like, and it's none other than Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild because they love Karrion Kross there.
Yeah.
Takes it from him, gets it to the side, gives the brass knuckles to AJ, and says, use them.
No, he doesn't give it. He sets them on the apron.
You need to use them. And he grabs them, then he throws them to the side. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. Attacks him, I think. Does he attack him? I can't remember. He basically throws them to the side, doesn't know what to use them. And then Logan Paul picks up the win.
Yeah, he does the punch, and then he does the pulverizer, which is a
much better move. Much better move.
Than the stupid, I have brass in my arm, so I punch you.
Now, there's more to talk about this that comes after WrestleMania, which we will talk about. We have the next match, which is Liv and Raquel versus Lyra Valkyria, and to be announced. Because
you forgot to mention. Yeah.
Because the night one, what happened was someone mysteriously attacked Bayley. Obviously, people were like, "Oh, it's probably Liv and Raquel." We don't know who it was. Now Lyra has 24 hours to get a new partner. Who's her new partner? The man. Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is
Becky
back.
Lynch's return
at WrestleMania. Oh, that was awesome.
I think they had another video and it shows like in real time Liv's reactions. Like she's like, "How do you go?" And then she shows up and her face just goes
immediately. Whoa. She drops the title.
She's like,
and whatever.
Crap, crap. And surprisingly, Lyra and Becky win. It's like, okay. They're the new champions.
I mean,
not much to say. It's just a match.
Gets the crowd over, absolutely. So, yeah.
Have the main event of night two. John Cena. Cody Rhodes. The Undisputed WWE Championship. Who's going to win? John Cena. He comes out to the same theme. But there's no fanfare anymore. It's just a black screen. Like, Titantron and everything. It's just a black screen. White words to say John Cena.
Yeah.
He gets out. He takes his little towel. This is the last time is now. And I'm trying to figure out what he's doing. He holds it behind his head the entire time.
He's just fulfilling a contractual obligation. He's just, I'm here to show merch you can buy.
Yeah, but he could just do that and just put it back in his pocket and be like, whatever. He just throw it on the ground and be like,
I'm
trying to figure out what that means.
I don't know what it is either.
But, of course, Cody Rhodes comes out in the Iron Man-esque helmet.
Yes.
We geeked out a little bit. A little bit too much, in my opinion.
Is cool? And then it popped. It was like, oh!
And they have a pretty good match.
I agree, yes.
And surprisingly and unsurprisingly, Travis Scott comes out. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, where is he? Where's The Rock? Where's The Rock? Travis, where's Dwayne? Oh, he's not here? Oh, okay. He's not here. He's not here. Yeah. It's just Travis Scott. And Cody Rhodes is like, what are you doing? Get away. Get out of here. And he gives Travis Scott a crossroads, but Travis Scott has clearly never taken any, done any type of thing because he's very limp.
I feel like I might be a little bit of receipt after what happened at Elimination Chamber, but anyway.
Of course, John Cena goes out, he grabs the championship, he's about to use that as a weapon. Cody Rhodes gets it back, he's about to do it. And then they do such a, it's such a generic, oh, yeah, please don't do it, I'm so sorry, sir, yeah, I didn't mean to. And Cody's just like, I'll be like, Cody, just do it. The ref's down. He's not going to see you. But that's not the right way. It's like, Cody, I have seen you do much worse things to win a match. Of course, he doesn't do it. Low blow. Hit with it. John Cena is your 17-time world champion. The most world championships. I'm like, yep, all right. And when he walks out, he wraps it around his waist backwards.
Yeah.
I guess it symbolizes like, hey, you're never seeing this again. Take a good look at it. And take a good look at my butt. It's like, okay, bud. Now, that ended regular WrestleMania. The thing I wanted to talk about, after WrestleMania, they do other interviews and everything. Like, oh, they talk about matches. They want to talk about Logan Paul and AJ's match.
Yes.
Who comes in? Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Karrion Kross is not a happy man. Like, you want to talk about? Let's talk about the match. He goes and talks about how he was left off the card. He's left off all this. And they go, it's all about viral moments now, right? That's what it's about, a viral moment. Scarlett was like, did you know we have 25 years of wrestling between us? Like, experience between us? He goes off like, Alan, all you had to do was do that. Sometimes to do the right thing, you got to do the wrong thing. I was like, sure. All you had to do was hit him with his brass knuckles. Get rid of him. Nobody likes him. He is like, I've been doing this for this. All I had to do, I should have started a YouTube channel back when I was 16. Maybe that would have got me on the WrestleMania card. He says, like, goes on to talk about Goldberg gave him a piece of advice, just to be a good soldier, and, you know, that gets him released. You know, back when in 2021, he was like, I'm doing fights for gasoline. And when he was that weird, what's the word called? I forget what it is, but, like, it's one of those weird things. But, you know, that happens. Then he comes back. Not much happens. Like, you know what being a good soldier gets you? It gets your times cut. This happens. And they're like, I've missed, you know how many funerals I've missed, birthdays, like, holidays I've had to work? And I saw someone put in the comments, like, what you mean, dude? What do you mean you've missed funerals? You're never there. It's like, yeah, but you still kind of have to show up. You have to be there. Just like, hey, what if someone gets hurt before the match starts? Like, you could be the next guy up. It's like, hey, you, get in there. But, like, he gives a great promo. Remember, he ends it, I'm like, you want a viral moment? To the guy in the suit in the truck, go yourself. I was like, oh. Oh, my. Karrion Kross, I was not aware of your game. Now, push Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross, please. He's a good wrestler. He has great mics. He just shows that he can cut a good promo.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
You know what this is giving me vibes of, right? This promo? Go back to 2017. The Miz and Daniel Bryan talking smack.
Oh,
have you seen that promo?
Yeah, I have.
That's a great promo. That's what it's giving. Like, a very shoot promo. Like, that was a shoot. 100%
shoot.
Yeah. Or it could have been, like, what the, what is it, the pipe bomb was?
That's what I thought you were going to say. Something about
like, it was something like the pie bomb. It was like, hey, go cut a promo, but talk about what you want to talk about. It's like, are you sure? Okay. But that ends WrestleMania Night 2. I would give Night 2 like a 9 out of 10. I really love Night 2.
I'd agree. Yeah.
Overall, WrestleMania 41, 8 out of 10.
I feel like that's
apt. The stage was cool, too.
That was, yeah. I saw that, like, Friday, Saturday morning. Yeah, it was cool.
Also, best entrance of the weekend was definitely Tiffany Shrine.
Absolutely. 100%
yes. Tiffany. All right.
By a mile.
But do you have anything else you want to add for WrestleMania?
That's it for me.
All right, that is all of WrestleMania. Now let's move on to Monday Night Raw, Raw after Mania, still in Vegas. Of course, unsurprisingly, the first person to come out is John Cena. Yeah. And he gives like, oh, I'm the world champion. He basically talks about what he's been doing. I thought it was a very generic heel thing. Yes. It's like, it feels very generic, but whatever. He goes like, oh yeah, at the beginning of the year I had 36 dates. He goes through all of them. He now has 27 dates left. Not matches.
Yes.
Appearances. Yes. And he's already used another one from Friday night. So, we'll see how many he has left after that. He goes on to say, like, oh yeah, there's no one in here with this, and the ruthless aggression to take me on. And as soon as I said that, I'm like, what about Randy? Like, I clocked it immediately. I'm like, it's Randy. It's got to be Randy. That's going to be his first opponent. Because it's Backlash. It's going to be Randy. Sure enough,
yeah.
Randy comes out as he's holding up the title. You've seen the new meme format? It's that, and it's Randy just looking up at the title and just licking his lips. Just,
I did not see that, no.
He turns around and John Cena says, oh crap, but he doesn't say crap. Yeah, it's
yeah.
RKO. Obviously, Randy's going after it.
I saw that. I was like, whoa! I screamed. I'm excited. So excited.
That's going to be a good little...
Also, one thing I want to add for this. Vegas, we said, is a heel crowd. John Cena, in this promo, he wanted that heel reaction. And he got it.
Yeah, he did.
To his credit. But it felt like people were cheering for him. There was also part of the promo he said, was like, I want you to say you're sorry. And they said...
I couldn't really hear because like when the crowd yells like I got we're and sorry. I couldn't tell if they were saying we're not and we are sorry.
Yeah, so it could be. I guess I
couldn't really hear. I'm like, I couldn't really say we are sorry or we're not sorry. Of course, John Cena says, oh, they're saying we're not sorry. It's like, okay, whatever.
I think if it's on, like, the official WWE account, was like, oh, yeah. It's like, we know what we were saying. What we were saying, John Cena. We're saying we're sorry.
Sure. But, whatever. Moving on from that. They talk about how Bayley was attacked and how, Becky Lynch came back to help. And then, the first match of the night is a women's tag team title match.
Yes.
See if they can get it back. I think it's an okay match. But Liv and Raquel get them back.
Yes.
The Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyria title reign lasted as long as Santina Marella in the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
It was funny.
But it was longer than Drew's.
It was so long. So longer than Drew's title reign.
Title reign, yes.
What, 5 minutes?
Yeah, if that.
But, so, they're all upset. Becky Lynch is like, okay, let me go check on Lyra. They get up, they hug, and then I'm like, she's turning heel, right? Sure enough, Becky Lynch turns heel. I'm like, yep, there it is.
There was the attack.
Oh, now we got heel Becky. And then, like, she's, like, sitting there yelling at her, and Lyra's like, What are you doing? She hits a couple manhandle slams. And then, like I said, she's not selling them. And when I say selling, it's not like she gets right back up. It's like she gets up, she rolls up, and she's like laying up against the ropes. I'm like, that's not really selling to me. And then she goes for the third one, and she finally like just lays flat. Like, that's... Okay, now you're selling the attack.
I don't know if it could be like, oh yeah, I could still take more. I could do this all day, essentially.
Yeah.
But then there's like, oh yeah, the last one finishes off, and then, yeah.
Backstage, they show the New Day walking backstage after they won the championships, and they're like, oh yeah, we just wanted, they come out to the ring, he's like, oh yeah, we're celebrating your championships. And then, Alpha Academy comes out.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then Maxine's like, you know, last time we faced, they beat you in 60 seconds. It's like, okay, I see why you're out here now. You're making your argument.
Yes.
And they're like, oh yeah, we're going to go have a match. Like, get the ref out here. They get in the ring, and then immediately, everything goes black. I'm like, oh, who's returning? Who is it? And it's Rusev Mutria.
Rusev
Macha. Whatever his last one was. Yeah. But it's Rusev. He is back. And dude, yeah. It was on Rusev Day. On
Rusev Day, bro. It's crazy.
Rusev comes back on Rusev Day. He attacks Alpha Academy. Sure, cool, whatever.
But did he Rusev, attack the New Day? Or
he didn't attack the New Day. He just attacked Alpha Academy.
Or the New Day probably like
They probably are like, yeah. Nope. Yep, so Rusev is back, officially. Everyone kind of knew he was back, but, like, this is his return. Backstage, you see Dirty Dom celebrating with Liv and Morgan after they just won. Finn Balor walks up and just, like, kind of gives them, like, the death stare. Morgan says a win for one is a win for all. She looks worried. Balor says, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Balor turns to see Carlito. Carlito just says that he's going to fix the fact that all of them don't have titles. He's like, we need to go get titles too. He's like, yeah, yeah. And then they're like trying to zoom out, and it just shows Balor just staring at the championship. Just
yeah. So, oof.
Io Sky is now heading to the ring. They announced that Survivor Series is coming to Petco Park in San Diego. No roof. What does that mean? No War Games match. Since the cage can't be suspended above anything. Oh, that's right.
So yeah, it's the.
If it's Padres in Petco
Stadium,
that's Padres. There's no roof. They can't suspend the cage. Does that mean there's no War Games this year?
They'll figure it out.
I don't think they will. That's going to have to take a lot more rigging, because with a roof, you can just take it from the roof. If you don't have a roof, you have to have a lot of crap, and that means you got to dig into the ground. And they're not going to be like, no, you can't do that.
I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't have announced it or like even just planned for it if they didn't like go.
I don't think they're going to do War Games this year. That's what I think. I don't think they're going to do War Games. But let's move on. We have Io Sky out here celebrating. She's like, thank you. I've won. Now I'm going to be a great champion. And then she is interrupted by Stephanie Vaquer. And yes. Of course, it's very funny because neither of them speak great English.
Yes, the point got across.
It's like, okay, you have a Japanese who doesn't speak great English. And she is Chilean, I believe. She's Chilean.
I want to say that.
Her English is, like, not the best. But they got the point across. Champion versus champion, non-title match. Let's have a match. They're having a pretty good match. Up until Roxanne Perez decides to get her name in there.
Yeah.
And attack them. And then Julia comes out. They attack them both. But it is before Rhea Ripley comes out.
Yeah.
She comes out to make the save. Perez starts with Ripley, takes her down, knocks her out with a headbutt. Julia stares at Ripley, and she's like, bye-bye. Yeah. Ripley, she got a black eye from the match. I don't know from what.
I know, yeah.
I'm trying to think, when was that at? But, oh, well.
Yeah, and, like, the eyeliner was only on one eye, so it looked kind of weird. So, yeah.
You see Rhea Ripley looked down at Io. She grabs the championship and then hands it to Io Sky. And she's like, I'm coming for that title. I was like, okay, respect. CM Punk is showing backstage. He's wearing a hoodie, but you can see his expression. He's mad. That's it. He's mad. Jey Uso comes out to celebrate his win. He's out there celebrating. Oh, yeah, I won. Yeah, I won. Everyone's doing the... He does a long one, too. He for a while. And then Sami Zayn comes out. Basically, hey, I'm congratulating you. You know, we haven't seen him since Elimination Chamber. Blah, blah, blah. I was worried he was going to turn heel.
So was I.
I was like, Sami, please don't do this. Please don't do this. My heart can't take it. But he does not turn heel. Thank goodness he doesn't turn heel.
He's Sami Uso still, apparently.
Usy. I'm feeling Usy. And then Jimmy comes out. And the angels, they're just all celebrating. Metro Boomin is there. Blah, blah, blah. Some videos. Jackie Redmond is backstage with AJ Styles. Styles says losing last night was a hard pill to swallow. Logan Paul uses lackeys to help, but he's moving on. Part of being phenomenal is bouncing back. And Karrion Kross comes up and is like, wow. Kross says there's no bouncing back from getting pinned by Paul. Styles is the best of them, which makes it painful that he got pinned by Paul and legitimized him. Styles says that he hated him. He's like, why didn't you do it? I was like, man, last year I hated the guy I was in the mirror. I don't even want to become him again. If I hit Paul with that brass knuckles, that would mean nothing. If Kross wants to be angry at the world, he shouldn't take Styles down with him. Styles tells him, you should solve the problem yourself. Kross is like, maybe I will. Karrion Kross getting pushed. We cut to a thing. It goes to, like, Dirty Dom's about to come up and have his first title defense. Then we come back from break. And Gunter got to ringside somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know if it showed it for everyone else. But for us, here in America, they said, screw you, you get ads.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't do anything about it. You get ads. So he could have come up showed up during the other countries. Don't get that. But he's just there.
Yeah.
They're arguing. He's arguing with Michael Cole. Michael Cole's like, dude, you're the one who tapped out. I gotta do my job. Cole gets in, he's like, I'm just doing my job. You're the one who tapped out. Gunter swaps his headset and shows McAfee to the ground. He gets Cole in a rear naked choke. But not for long, because Pat McAfee just comes up and punches him. Say, hey, that's my boy. Adam Pearce and officials run down. And Gunter charges and grabs McAfee and puts him in a... Oh, boy. Puts him in a rear naked choke. For a while.
Yeah, that was...
I'm like...
Yeah.
You hear the F.U. Gunter chants and the you tapped out chant.
Yeah. So Vegas is not entirely a heel crowd, but...
McAfee's like, he's out. He's out, out. And his face is getting red. And I like... And then, you know... The Pat McAfee show, everyone is like jumping the barricade, like, Pat. And the security's holding him back. I wonder part of it was like, did they know who that is? I'm like, did they know that they were going to jump?
Well, okay, I don't think we said this, but they did. I remember them showing it, like, and when they were showing some celebrities, that the whole crew was there.
Okay.
So they saw the faces. Of the Pat...
Because some people thought, like, the crowd was, like... Some people in the crowd were actually giving them, like, that's his crew. That's his crew. Vegeta... Well, he does do that, all that. Michael... He does release, and then he leaves. They get medics, and they get... McAfee's, like, very gingerly, like, slowly walks backstage. And then we cut to another commercial. Yeah. We come back to... And Joe Tessitore is, like, he's... Like, okay, you're going to be on commentary right now. Backstage, they get Pat McAfee into the medical room. Adam Cole's like, you need to do something about this, Adam. Like, we can't do our jobs without him coming to attack us. Like, what's going to happen? He's like, I'm going to handle it. He goes, you go take the night off. Cole's like, what? No, I'm not going to let some bully. He says that. Yeah. I'm not going to let a bully stop me on WrestleMania week. And then, like... You can hear the crowd, like, pop for that.
Yeah.
And when he comes back out, he gets a pop. And they do the Michael... Like, you know when they do, like, Cody Rhodes in the Roman... Cody! Yeah. Comedy, they do it for Michael Cole.
Michael Cole. Yeah. They've been doing that a lot. They do it a lot lately. Ever since, like, the France. European tour.
Yeah, I think the European tour ended. I think it was Backlash in France last year. But they've been doing it a lot
they
lately.
They started there, but I noticed them start back up when they went to Europe, and then ever since they came back.
And, yeah.
They do it a lot for Roman Reigns.
Like, and when he came back, and like, people love Michael Cole because he's the GOAT.
Yes, absolutely.
He's the, like, he never misses anything. He's like, I'm not going to let him ruin this. We go into the next match. Dirty Dom versus Penta for the Intercontinental title. Pretty good match. At one point, near the end, Penta gets out of the top rope, and then you see someone shove him. It is a returning J.D. McDonagh.
J.D., yes.
J.D. is back. And, you know, Dominic retains. Now we get to the final event, the final thing. Seth Rollins addressing what happened. He comes out with Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
He basically just gives a... he was like, hey, I'm here. The crowd cheers Rollins before starting a CM Punk chant. An OTC chant. Rollins and Heyman stand in the ring. You get a F you. Rollins starts calling to the camera. He says, I am a revolutionary. I am a revolutionary. I took a wise man from Roman Reigns. I stole CM Punk's best friend. I am the winner of the main event of WrestleMania. I am. And then CM Punk's music hits. And they just immediately get into a fight.
Yeah. No
sense of time. Punk gets into the corner and on the Rollins punching his arm. Heyman looks nervous as his new client gets sick. Punk turns around and looks at his new former best friend. Heyman says Punk screwed up by compromising his relationship with the Tribal Chief. Punk grabs Heyman and pushes him to the corner, but Rollins comes in, breaks his eyes, drives him to the mat, stop. And then he sees every crowd says, we want Roman. The credits flash. I'm like, oh, this is how it ends? It's like, we are going to clue the weekend of WrestleMania 41 by peddling the news all the way to WrestleMania 42. This is Paul Heyman saying, there's a new reigning, defending, undisputed number one top star of the entire industry. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth freaking Rollins. He holds his arm up, and then Reigns' music hits. Rollins looks frustrated. Yeah. Rollins dumps an unconscious Punk out of the ring. Reigns heads to the ring. Heyman, and then they get in a little fight. Raymond gets to the ring, ducks a clothesline, and he hits Rollins with a spear. Reigns then forces for he hits. Oh yeah, that's right. He hits Heyman with a Superman punch.
Yeah.
And then he gets in the corner and he starts to hype up his spear. He does the ooh ah, and then out of nowhere. Someone hits him with a spear. Yes,
someone in a hoodie.
And it is revealed to be Braun Breaker. And we're like, oh, what's he doing here?
Ooh.
He gets up, looks at Seth, and they kind of have a little stare down. And then it looks like he charges at Seth, but he misses him and spears CM Punk. CM Punk has a little... And then Rollins has a little smile.
Of course.
Looks at Braun Breaker and hugs him and starts... Doing the whole, yeah, man. And we're like, what? Go get him. Go get Reigns. Spear him. And then whatever. Reigns gets the upper hand for like a second. But then Breaker's like, oh, I know what I'm about to do. Does a little wrap around, spear through the barricade. They bring it back in. They stomp. And then they all end with Breaker, Rollins, and Heyman holding their hands high.
Yeah, and Michael Cole saying on commentary that Braun Breaker is now a Paul Heyman guy.
And this is the longest Raw we've had since the debut. It's split almost to 11.
Yeah. So, I mean, I knew that with the Raw after Mania, they're probably going to go a little longer.
It's like, oh my God. All right, what do we think about this? Does Paul Heyman manage a faction now? Do they get a third? And just make Evolution 2.0? Because Evolution was... It was Batista, Triple H, and was it Randy?
Yeah, Randy.
I can definitely see the Braun Breaker Batista thing.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is, I guess, Triple H. Who's the Randy? I feel like...
This would have to be Randy what he... If we are trying to simulate a 2.0. This is Randy... This is a young upstart who could have a lot of potential.
Do you have someone in mind?
No. I'm just trying
to... Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to...
Who...
Talk out loud. Or okay. Think out loud.
I'm trying to think. Like, who could be the third member if they add a third member? If it's not Becky Lynch. Or they could do four. Just have her as the female and then have another one. He could be a young upstart heel.
I get, yeah.
Trying to look at NXT, too. There's really not a lot. Unless you think he's already from the main roster. He did lose Saturday. Who are you thinking I'm saying?
Trick? Or
No. I'm thinking heel. A heel. He lost Saturday. Who's one of the heels that... Who's the main heel that lost Saturday? The only heel.
Why am I blanking? There's been a lot of wrestling, man.
The first match of... Stand and Deliver.
Oh, you're thinking Ethan Page.
What if Ethan Page joins?
That, I mean...
I'm not saying it's low possibility. But he's a heel. He's already shown he can get over.
Yes. A little bit. I mean, like, they shoved him into an NXT title match not a couple weeks after he got there.
But I don't think him and Seth are going to clash very well. That's my biggest thing. Their egos, like, that's not going to be very well. I think it's someone, it needs to be someone who, like, who can take, like, hey, Seth's kind of going to be the leader, but Paul Heyman's also the manager. Who, Trick would be a swerve. That would be a swerve because he's such a face.
Sometimes that's probably what's going to have to happen to get to.
Yeah.
I mean, Dom was, you could say, a face for so long. Sure, he wasn't as over as Trick was.
No.
But I mean, how he developed his character was he became a heel, and look, he's winning the title and getting cheered for it.
Yeah.
Not relentlessly booed and barely being able to get a word out.
Currently looking at the roster. No. There's really no one. But I get... No. Because I already have a Batista type.
Who were you thinking?
Who just returned?
Are you thinking... Wait.
Who just returned this night? The same night. He returned. After five years.
You're thinking...
Rusev?
Rusev?
Can you imagine Rusev joins?
Can
you imagine Rusev joins the faction?
That'd be crazy if that actually happened.
Well, there's really not a lot. The other person I could probably make in is Karrion Kross, but like that wouldn't also mean they had to have Scarlett there.
Yeah, but I think
he's got a thing with AJ going on.
Yeah, he's doing more of his own thing that, at least right now, I don't see it. But
looking at the NXT roster, really not a lot can be said. Unless they bring up Wesley, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what they have going for the future.
Again, we'll see. This may not even...
They might not do a third person.
Or they might even not be trying to do an Evolution 2.0 kind of
thing. They may not be doing a third person, or it could be just the Aunt Becky.
Who knows? Maybe she also did turn heel.
We'll see. But that is all of Raw. I have to say, you have anything else to add?
That's all I
got. That's all of Raw.
Let's move on to Dynamite now. This week, we are in New Orleans, Louisiana. Open the night, we get Tony Schiavone in the ring with Mr. P, who is...
Master P,
who is, I guess, hip-hop fans would know him. And he has the pleasure of introducing The Ops, who last week won the Trios Championships. The Ops, of course, Samoa Joe, Shibata, and Powers Hobbs. Powers Hobbs now, who I guess is a part of The Ops, comes out. They celebrate. They just say, we're here to celebrate. Thank you, Master P. Thank you, New Orleans, whatever. But not long after, we see Marina Shafir coming out, coming from the side. But that was just a distraction. John Moxley, Castagnoli, and Yuta, they ambush him. But then Samoa Joe put Mox in a rear naked choke, just like last week. We see Master P say, put him to sleep. But then the Elite come down the ring, clear out the Ops and Powers Hobbs. Come to the aid of Moxley. But then Swerve's music began to play. It's buck hunting season, baby. And he comes out with a chain around his neck. He just strolls there. And the Elite and the Death Riders get out of there. Then Kenny Omega comes out. Or the Elite try to go through. Swerve came out like by the entrance table, then the Elite, they try to go through the entrance.
Yeah.
But then Kenny Omega comes out and stops their escape. And the Elite then go out the other way, go out through the crowd. Then the Faces standing tall, finally, they're all on the same page, it seems. Then Samoa Joe grabs the mic and says, with respect to 2000, it's nice to see you, Swerve. John Moxley, you wanted me, now you have me. I'll be taking back my AEW World Championship. So, there's that. We'll see if Team AEW can get some traction here. Then we get the Patriarchy backstage. I'm not sure if this one was on Collision or something, but Nick Wayne got himself the Ring of Honor TV Champion. And he was about to say something, but then Christian Cage took the belt and put it on his shoulder instead. He said, I'm the one that forced you to find yourself, spread your wings, and to become the prodigy. We're all proud of you. We're all proud of you. We celebrated and whatever. But you see what happens when you listen to me? Good things happen. Then Nick said, well, would you stick to the plan? You actually win championships. Again, going back to maybe they weren't on the same page. Then Christian handed the belt back and said, I love my family. So there's that. Mark Briscoe takes on Ricochet for, I guess, the first match of the night here. With Mark Briscoe getting a roll-up win there. Then Ricochet, he's not happy. He grabs a steel chair, hits Briscoe. Then he pulls out the golden scissors once again. But Kevin Knight comes in for the save. And then Ricochet gets out of there. We'll see what happens there. Then we have Tony Schiavone in ring with FTR. But Stokely Hathaway comes out and says, New Orleans, get up for FTR! And Stokely is there with them. We'll see what he has, how he's involved. he just yep. talks about how FTR were fined for accidentally hitting someone and touching Tony Schiavone. And it talks about Hangman and Page committing arson, Ricochet with his scissors, and talk about all John Moxley's done, and Dave walked around AEW unpunished, and saying the suspension has been expunged from FTR's permanent record, and the fines have been reimbursed. And then, if you want to have a conversation, you have to have a conversation with me. And today, I'm the new agent of FTR. Now, Tony Schiavone, do your job. Then we have Cash saying, thank you, Mr. Hathaway. And then talks about Daniel Garcia and how they got him the TNT championship. And saying how he put Garcia first, the same way they put Adam Copeland first, and it got them nowhere. And then Dax points out the Rock and Roll Express, who was there in the house tonight. Of course, they're talking about them being one of the greatest tag teams ever. And saying, if I was judging by looks alone, you're about 108, 109 years old. And then one of them said, we're going to stop this right now. You're not going to embarrass us in front of the entire wrestling world tonight. And FTR didn't like that, and they hit Ricky Morton with a spiked pile driver. Then the Paragon, which is Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, then came in and chased off FTR. So we'll see where that goes. Then we get the EVPs back in action, taking on Speedball Mike Bailey and the Jet Kevin Knight. With the EVPs getting a win in their return to action, I believe. We get Tony Storm with an open challenge, which Queen Aminata accepts. That's going to be on Collision tonight, I believe.
Sure.
Then we get the Hurt Syndicate coming out. MVP, it's just a little promo. MVP's just talking about them. It's we beat every team we faced, and they haven't been back. Bobby Lashley then takes the mic, and almost immediately after that, MJF comes out. He still wants in. Gentlemen, I know y'all know had a good time last week. If you want to have a good time for the rest of your lives, all I need are three thumbs up. MVP says, okay, let's try it again. MVP has his thumb raised. Shelton, he puts it sideways. Now gives a thumbs up here. But then Shelton grabs the mic and says, let's make something clear. I didn't give you a thumbs up because a bunch of women and a watch. Because of MVP. Don't forget that. Then MJF turns to Bobby and says, put your hand on, Bobby. I know you have your reservations, but if I'm in the syndicate, we'll have it all, Bob. I know you bring a lot to the table, and there's a lot that I bring to the table. You and me in the syndicate, blah, 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 blah. And talks about the car he drove up, and he says, you want the car? Bobby, give me a thumbs up. The car is yours. And Bobby said, let's see the keys. And MJF said, the keys in the back. And so they walk back. And Bobby Shelton, they in the car, they look around and stuff. Bobby Lashley, he then turns. He's still in the car. It's on and stuff. He gives a thumbs down. And then he drives off. So it's still a note of the Hurt Syndicate. This is very entertaining. I'm loving this, I'll be honest. So yeah, we'll see what MJF does next week. Then we get Hangman and Page about his match against Fletcher. He's like, I'm going to put him in the ground. Then MJF comes in and interrupts it. I'm going to join the Hurt Syndicate and reclaim the world championship. You think you're best because you're in the Owen Cup. If you get to the finals, you're going to do what you do best. Choke. So, there's that. Then we get Will Ospreay with Brody King taking on Josh Alexander and Kinoste Takeshita of the Don Callis family. With, Josh Alexander picking up the win for the Don Callis family there.
Yeah.
And then Lance Archer comes in, gets involved. Then Kyle Fletcher comes in, attacks Will. Then Hangman Adam Page walks toward the ring to get the save, but then we get Trent and Rocky Romero ambushing Page, and then the Don Callis family stands tall. So there's that. Then May 14th at Beach Break, it's announced that Jon Moxley and Samoa Joe will go head to head for the AEW World Championship.
Holy moly.
I think that's a Dynamite set. So the match is already set. We'll see how Swerve feels about this. I know he's gunning for that championship as well. And then, yes, we get the main event of the night. Chris Statlander, Jamie Hayter, Women's Tournament, Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament semifinal. With, I'm assuming it was a decent match with Jamie Hayter picking up the win and advancing to the finals, taking on Mercedes Moné, who, after the match, walks on the stage, says, yeah, I'm here, getting ready for, I forget when the finals are. And then Taz, before it goes off air, says, Mercedes is a belt collector. We'll see if she can add a belt, another belt to her but that ends Dynamite there. We have the women's final set. I'm trying to see if they have the men's set. No, they don't have the men's set. So, as far as the women's, we have Jamie Hayter taking Mercedes Moné. Oh, at Double or Nothing. But then we still have to figure out the total of the men's final. So far, we do have Will Ospreay, who takes on either Kyle Fletcher or Hangman Adam Page. We'll see when that match is. It could be next week. But, yeah.
Dynamite.
Yes.
AEW. I mean,
we'll see where MJF goes with this. I mean, it did seem like a lot.
I've been quiet this entire time.
Yeah, MJF definitely, we'll see where he goes. This has been really entertaining. It feels like he's the one carrying AEW in general. The Death Rider story, it hasn't been the best, let's be honest. I don't know, there's just something with the Death Riders that it's missing, you could say.
Sure, I don't watch AEW.
I don't know, it's just, from what I've seen, it feels like it's, the Death Rider, the whole thing is just missing something. I don't know.
MJF.
But yeah, it just seems like whatever MJF does, it seems like it just keeps the company afloat, because he's doing this, it's doing well, that stuff with Adam Cole, that was...
And you know it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
But that's all I got. So, yes.
I'm good.
So, that's all of Dynamite.
Now let's move on to Friday Night SmackDown. We are in someplace, Fort Worth, Texas. That's where we are. We open up with another promo from John Cena. But he's not alone this time. Randy Orton is there, and they just have a war of words with each other. It's classic Cena, classic Randy, just going... I don't know what they're saying. I didn't watch. I was working. But they're just having a war of words. They're going after each other. Probably hyping up the match for Backlash, which hasn't been confirmed yet, which is going to be probably... Like, has it been confirmed yet? I wouldn't be surprised if they already... If they haven't. If they have confirmed it. That's what I was saying. Because I haven't heard anything. But it's just that. It's just some back and forth between each other just to hype up their match for... their obviously upcoming match. We have the first match of the night is...
Well, or you didn't see the promo, did you? Or,
no, I just told you. Okay. I didn't watch it.
I thought you read ahead. So I saw that. I listened to it. I watched the clip this morning. Cena does, at the end, challenge Randy Orton to a match in St. Louis.
Yes. There we go. So, yes. Okay, so it's... I mean, everyone knew as soon as he attacked him.
Yeah.
We have the first match of the night. Legado del Fantasma versus... Fraxium.
Yeah. They have been
called up to the main roster, it looks like.
Which is good, awesome.
Very good. Absolutely. For them. And the winners are... Fraxium. Good for them picking up that win. It goes back to back. We go to the back and see DIY preparing for their TLC match. Good for them. We have Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill. I don't know what happened with this one. WWE Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton is go away. And coming out to the fans cheering, blah, blah, blah. She's just like, I beat Charlotte. And we probably won't see Charlotte for like another month or so.
I have a feeling it's a little longer, but anyway.
Probably. But then she is interrupted by Jade Cargill. Obviously, I mean, we think, I don't know what's going to happen. She told Tiffany to cut it. Jade came out to give credit where credit is due. Her match against Flair was impressive, but that did nothing but create a bigger target on her back. And since business is finished with Naomi, she has nothing but time. She thinks it's time for her to remind her why she came to WWE, blah, blah, blah. And for Tiffany... And, oh, they go into a match. I guess it's a non-title match. But they go into a match. And, oh, I see what happened. Jade Cargill wins by disqualification. Because Nia Jax came in, right? Isn't that what happens?
Naomi.
Naomi? Oh, but Nia Jax comes in later. Oh. Tiffany with the Rolling Senton, blah, blah, blah. Shoots for the cover, but Tiffany kicks out. Tiffany lands on her feet and lands a dropkick. She goes for the cover, but Jade kicks out. Jade, blah, blah. Tiffany rolls to the ring, and out comes Naomi. She gets in the ring and forearms into Jade, and the referee calls for the bell. Naomi throws Jade into the ring post, and fans boo. Like I said, this rivalry's not over. Tiffany gets in the ring, and Naomi backs away and leaves the ring. Nia Jax then comes from behind and attacks Tiffany. Nia with a leg drop, followed by the Annihilator. Nia raises the Women's Championship in the air, throws it onto Tiffany, who is down on the mat. I don't want her here. I don't want Nia Jax to become champion again. Like, blah, 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 whatever. We have the... Oh, this segment. The United States Championship segment. We have Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, and Drew McIntyre. Jacob Fatu uses a kiss, and he comes out with Solo. He comes out with the United States Championship around his neck. People are chanting Fatu. They're hyping themselves up like, yeah, I just won that, blah, blah, blah. I'm better than ever, y'all. Fatu says he did what he did. He tells the champions to look at their new United States Champion. He says he knows now that this makes America's most wanted, that it takes a menace to society, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, Solo better get in where he fits because, wait, hold on, what? Did he talk crap about Solo? Oh, as Solo continues to speak, Fatu takes the microphone from him. Fans chant Fatu as he tells Solo not to get it twisted. Don't get it twisted! He told Solo that he was going to win the title. He told him that the U.S. title was coming home to the family, and he told him that he was going to do it with him or without him. But at the end of the day, Solo better get in where he fits because he is all gas, no brakes with it. Y'all know what I mean? He's good.
Yeah.
L.A. Knight, Susan Kitts, and out he comes. He doesn't let me talk to you. Comes. Ooh, excuse me, that was bad. He said Fatu ate a BFT, but Fatu got the ropes during the pin. And after that, Fatu was able to beat him. Credit where credit is due. It can happen to anyone and everyone can get it. But he walked back and everyone said he had a hell of a match. But he's not worried about that. He is worried about winning and taking the belt. He tells Fatu that he wants his rematch and he wants it right now. Drew McIntyre's music hits. It's like, okay. He tells the fans it's not always easy being Drew McIntyre. Personally, it is. Being tall, jacked, handsome, and having some big guns. But professionally, he gets screwed every title match. But at WrestleMania, he beat Damian Priest in one of the most violent matches in WrestleMania history. He's like, excuse me, sir? One of the most violent matches in WrestleMania history? Sure, bud. Sure. Drew tells Priest, thanks him because it was an absolute pleasure to embarrass him in front of his family. Drew says that, blah, 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 that he won. Drew says that the next man was a challenge on Cena for the title, but Orton jumped the line. The same Orton he beat a few weeks ago. Okay, cool. He asks if it's World Wrestling Entertainment or World Nepotainment. All right. Moving on from that. Drew says Cena is a punk now. Drew wants to fight the baddest dog in the yard. He wants to fight the baddest champion, and he came to Fatu. LA Knight, it cuts to LA Knight laying him in the corner on the top rope. You know, blah, blah, blah. If someone would wake me up, Drew says that the only joke around here was LA Knight's last title run. It's like, oh, LA Knight's. It's like, you know, I went. LA Knight says he would say Drew's last title run was a joke, but I can't remember it. I remember it. He tells Drew if he has a problem with Orton to go talk to Orton, but now is his time. If Drew thinks he deserves the US title so bad to come and show and get him, Drew agrees and he gets in the ring, but out comes, well, Adam Pearce, what are you doing here? Why are you on SmackDown? Where's Nick Aldis? He tells them to go to the back, put their belts and boots on, because it'll be Drew McIntyre against LA Knight, and the winner is the number one contender for the United States Championship. Blah, blah, blah. We cut back and see Zelina Vega walking by her section software, blah, blah, blah. Something about she has a match later that night. The Women's United States Championship match between Chelsea Green and Zelina Vega. Heard it was a good match. With your new Women's United States Champion Zelina Vega pulling out a win. She had a good run, Chelsea Green. But now it's time for Zelina Vega. She is also very deserving of this.
Yeah, she's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, it's really hard to see her in the main title spot, but the mid-card would be awesome for her. Her Dakota Kai's another one.
Yep.
I can absolutely see with a mid-card run.
Yep. We cut to backstage. The Miz and Carmelo Hayes are standing in front of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Trophy. Miz tells Carmelo Hayes that when it's all said and done, he'll be the greatest of those champions of all time. And that is why he sacrificed himself last week. Miz gives him a thick gold necklace. Hayes thanks him. The Miz tells Hayes that he inspired him and he will go out to the ring right now. He goes out to the ring and the Miz is already, all right. The Miz is already standing in green. He says since 2007, he's been an integral part of WrestleMania. But this year, he had no match, no mention, nowhere to be. Well, that was weird. He was nowhere on the card.
Yeah.
Not even like.
Oh, yeah.
Not even like on the pre-show or anything. He says he made it into WrestleMania, beating John Cena or Taylor. So something that Cody could not do, and yet Cody gets the cheers, the pyro, blah, blah, blah. He gets to go. But when Rey Mysterio comes at, come hobbling at WrestleMania, he goes to someone who has been here for 2 weeks. Miz has been here for 20 years. He asks himself if he has to wear a lucha mask and call himself Rey. Oh, wow. Kevin Owens goes down, and the fans want someone who is an internet meme. Oh, gosh. Someone who is an internet trend. He is sick and tired of people showing up in WWE, people that cannot lace his boots, blah, blah, blah. He's the A-lister. He's the most musty WWE superstar of all time. I'm the Miz and I'm awesome. And then the lights go black. And then I hope it's permanent. He didn't get deaf rebelled. has his old theme. Like, that's his theme. It's a, and Aleister Black is back. He comes to the ring. People are like, welcome back. And Miz starts going, who do you think you're... immediate just black mass. Sits down. And then we cut. Let's... Oh, boy. Then we go to commercial break. We come back. Byron Saxton was with Bianca Belair. Her fingers are wrapped, and she says she left WrestleMania with a few broken fingers. Things did not go her way, but she is proud of what the three of them did at WrestleMania. She says Io found the perfect opportunity to capitalize, and she would have done the same. As for Io, she found a way to sneak into her match, but now she is focused on healing and smacking under her home, blah, blah, blah. We cut backstage. Calm down. Hello? Hold on. We cut back to you and see Naomi walking. She is stopped by Nia Jax. She tells Naomi that she doesn't care about her vengeance Jade and for her to stay away from her and her title. Naomi tells Naomi, probably Nia, as long as she receives the caution, as then she walks away. It's like, we have the number one contender for the championship, Drew McIntyre versus LA Knight. Blah, 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 blah. There's a match. It gets to near the end. LA Knight throws Drew back into the ring, and with the referee looking at Drew, Solo Sikoa gets to the ringside and hits LA Knight with a Samoan spike. He throws LA Knight back into the ring. Drew looks confused and is about to go for the Claymore, but Damian Priest comes out and grabs Drew, and then he attacks him. The referee calls for the bell as Priest throws him to the barricade. Drew wins by disqualification, so we don't know who the number one contender is yet. Priest chokeslam Drew through the announce table. LA Knight and Damian Priest argue on the outside of the ring. And out of nowhere, Jacob Fatu with a suicide dive onto both men. He throws them back into the ring and lands a running hip attack on LA Knight. Fatu hit jump moonsault, blah, 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 blah. Jacob Fatu tan stall. Blah, blah, blah. We see clips of Raw involving... We see John Cena walking backstage. Oh, no, I miss this. I miss him being stopped by R-Truth.
Oh, I did see that clip as well.
He congratulates Cena on winning the title and tells him if he needs him at any time to give him a call. Cena walks away and he comes to Jimmy Uso. He asks R-Truth when did Cena become so whack. R-Truth tells him that Cena is a true champion and there are two sides to every story. And when he grows up, he wants to be just like him. R-Truth walks away and Jimmy tells R-Truth that he's already grown up. It's like, also, R-Truth is older than John Cena.
Yeah.
And... now we have the main event. The match that should have been on the card for WrestleMania, because from what I've heard, was an amazing match. I tried to watch it on this morning on my PS5. For some reason, the PS5 is like, oh, you're getting an ad every minute. So I'm like, I can't watch this. But I heard it was quite the match.
I believe absolutely.
Like, quite the match. With the Street Profits retaining. And then we end. And then just ends SmackDown. So Street Profits retain. Who knows who their next title is going to be. Title match is going to be against. Maybe Four Axiom tries to get into the fray. They are very good.
I know, yeah. Of course, yeah, they come into SmackDown and that all crazy.
I go look at that, I'm like, y'all put them on SmackDown? They already have a... Raw needed a tag team, but okay, throw them in the mix.
We'll see. It's clear, like, there's still the blurred lines.
Yeah.
Because we had Cena and Randy show up. I'm trying to think if there was another... In this one, there's flip-flop. But, yeah. But there's still the blur.
Don't know why Adam Pearce is there. Like, Adam Pearce was like, where's Nick?
Did he have the night off or something? Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Trying to think what else happened tonight. Who's going to be the number one for United States Championship? I don't know. They probably won't decide that for a while.
I would say that's a match.
It was Zelina Vega. Yeah. Winning the Women's United States Championship is actually really big.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, I hope, like, They make her pretty relevant with that title. We'll see. No. We'll see. Overall, SmackDown looked like it was good.
Absolutely.
And looks like we're looking good for the summer coming up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have Backlash already. That's going to kick it off. And then, oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We got Money in the Bank, SummerSlam.
Where's Money in the Bank this year? It's in LA, right?
Yeah. That's yes.
They're doing it. They realize like, hey, maybe we should bring back RPLEs to America. Yeah. Because they did a lot recently. I'm not saying it's bad. They did a lot of like international ones. It's like, yeah, but can we have them, please?
Yeah.
We want them too. Because let's see, WrestleMania obviously here. Elimination Chamber was Toronto, right?
Yes.
Where was Royal Rumble? Why can I not remember where Royal Rumble was? If I could learn how to type.
Oh.
Where was it this year?
Rumble was...
It was in Indy, that's right.
Yeah,
Indy. It was in Indy. Yeah. And next year it's in Saudi Arabia, which we're not going to talk about that yet.
Yeah.
I don't care about that one.
Well, we got Saturday night's main event. Is that the same night as...
Hold on, let me look at something. Past events. Oh, I gotta scroll. Let's see. We had Vince, blah blah blah. Deadline. No, Survivor Series was in Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Crown Jewel, Riyadh. Bad Blood was in Atlanta, so that's what. But you had Bash in Berlin. We had SummerSlam in Cleveland. Money in the Bank was in Toronto. Clash at the Castle, Scotland. King and Queen of the Ring in Riyadh. Backlash, France. You had WrestleMania in Philadelphia, but before that, you had Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia. You had a lot of... See, in 2024, you had, out of the main roster, you had one, two, three... Four. I'm not counting Saturday Night's Night Main Event as a PLE because you can watch it on NBC.
I agree. I would agree with that.
Four PLEs in America. All the other ones were like in Canada, Europe.
Yeah.
But I hope they bring back more. Just keep them here. But
it seems like in terms of international of what they've announced, they have Clash in Paris. That'll be this year. An unannounced Perth, Australia. One that's going to be in Perth, Australia.
It's in October.
Yeah.
What was in October last year? Last year in October, that was Bad Blood. But I don't think they're going to do that again. And like we said, they've already announced Survivor Series at Petco Park, which I'm like, yeah. I don't think they're going to be able to do a War Games match.
We'll see.
It doesn't seem likely. Unless they have to do some makeshift roof. But, because you've seen what they did at, like, SummerSlam. And what they do at other outside stadiums. They have, like, that roof up top.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be enough to support an entire, like...
Oh, yeah, the whole structure. No.
Because that structure is heavy. But we'll see what... We'll see. That's all I have for SmackDown. That's all I have for the podcast. Do you have anything else you want to add?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, that's the entire podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Remember, we're everywhere. Podcasts are available. Give us 5 stars. Give us a like. Whatever it is you need to show that you like us. And we love the support. You want to take it away, man?
Yeah. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day and God bless.